ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतदृष्टिं दैवाय नो विरमुखातर्याय पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेदु तं सर्वभूतैर्यं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां शरणम् My humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my spiritual being, on Nitya Lila Pravishta, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj, and also in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta, on Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are explaining bhakti. And bhakti is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami has explained all these three pastimes of Krishna. So you are chanting, somewhat doing worshipping. Other limbs of bhakti you are doing. But no taste is Hari Katha, then gradually all will go. So, in high class of association and Vaishnava group, we should always be there. And in their guidance, we should first hear and then explain in so many ways, by singing, by glorifying Him, by explaining Hari Katha. But first you will have to hear and serve your Gurudev, and then you can. That is why if you want to be happy in this world and after that, tasma ekena manasa bhagavan sarsvatam pati srotavya kirtitavyascha dheya pujyascha nitya. If you want to be happy in this world and you want to attain pure bhakti, then ekena manasa ananya bhavena
One pointed attention.
Oh, you should do pranam to Sarsvatangpati, the bandhu of devotees, Krishna, or the bandhus of Jadavas, bandhu of Gopas, and who is he? Krishna himself, Vrajendranandan. Shottabhya, kirtitabhyascha, dheya, pujyascha, nityada. Always and always. You should hear about his name, roop, guna, lila. And kirtitabhyascha. You should do kirtan of all, like song we are doing. And dhyaya, you should meditate on Krishna, but not alone Krishna, with his whole family, especially with Radhika and Gopis. If you will do, very soon, your attachment to this world will be cut. They will cut. Who will cut? High class of Asia. Oh, Guru, Vaishnava, will cut with their what?
Sharp
knives. What is that? Ten.
Their words.
Their words. Their teaching. They will cut. You cannot. But they are very powerful. Are very shown, they will cut off all your. So, you should have taste in Harikatha. Whether no taste, go there. If sleep comes, oh, sleep there, no how. After some time, sleepiness will go. There will come sleepiness. So, tasteful and very sweet pastimes of Krishna and the associates of Krishna, they will tell that. Oh, very soon your all sleepiness, idleness, everything will go. Śrīmatāṁ svakathā. That is telling me. Svakathā, Krishna. Purna samana kirtana. Hirdyantasto yabhadran vidunit suhit sutā. If you are hearing the very strong and very sweet pastimes of Krishna, then Krishna, what he will do? Like a bandhu, like a
friend,
bosom friend, he will come in your heart. How he will come? Oh, by the Harikatha. By their Harikatha, Karmarandena, he will come in your heart. And he will, vidhunu, he will take away all your anarts, aparad, unwanting things. Very soon. So very carefully we should hear. Maya may come, sleepness may come. But you should try to care very carefully hear all these. Then he will go, come in the heart in a form of Harikatha from high class of qualified Vaishnava and Guru, and will broom your heart and clear your heart. What to broom? All at worldly attachment, anger, lust, and all other. So very soon. And Krishna Bhakti will come. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati nesti. And then, if your all offensive, unwanting things on earth are about to go away, something, no nama prad, something others, it has been told in Bhajan Bhasya, all these things. Then, Bhagavat Sevaya. There are two things. Bhagavat, Bhakta, and Granth Bhagavat. Bhagavat, Bhakta is more powerful than Srimad Bhagavatam. They are lock and key of Srimad Bhagavatam. You can reach Bhagavata, but you cannot take the essence. No strength. But if, oh, Bhagavat Sevaya, you serve, Bhagavat means Bhakta. There are so many Bhakts, Kanishtha, मध्यम उत्तम. देन अगेन कनिष्ठ 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 मध्यम कनिष्ठ उत्तम एंड देन मध्यम कनिष्ठ मध्यम 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 उत्तम एंड देन उत्तम देन उत्तम कनिष्ठ उत्तम मध्यम उत्तम उत्तम. एंड ऑल्सो इफ यू एक्सप्लेन मोर ओ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ग्रेडेशन और ऑफ भाव बट इट शुड बी उत्तम भाव लाइक परीक्षित महाराज हर्ड फ्रॉम हूम नारद गोस्वामी हिमसेल्फ वेर ही हर्ड सनक सरण दर्शन सनातन गोस्वामी वेर ही हर्ड फ्रॉम हिमसेल्फ रूप गोस्वामी नॉट उत्तम बल्कि उत्तम भगवान हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण. तो ये भी वन बट इन दिस वर्ल्ड दिस क्लास ऑफ वैष्णव आर वेरी रेयर वेरी रेयर. एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु ओ ही विल बी अवेलेबल आफ्टर वन कल बट मध्यम अधिकारी यू कैन फाइंड इफ यू आर फॉर्चुनेट इवन बाई मध्यम 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 उत्तम यू कैन मेक देम गुरु शिक्षा गुरु गुरु बो एंड दे विल टेल हरि कथा एंड ग्रेजुअली दे विल टेक अप ऑल द बैड थिंग्स हाउ बाई हरि कथा एंड हरि कथा हुई हरि कथा कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ then he will come krishna and as a bandhu he will clear all these things in heart tada rajastamo bhava kam lobhadyasya che cheta etai anavidham satthitam satya satvam prasidati and then all kinds of lust anger tama raja oh I am all in all false ego, all will come, go away. And then you will be become like Tinadapi Suni Chena, Tarurapi Sahisuna, Amarina, Manadena. How Prem will come? Then Mahaprabhu is telling. But कीरूप लैले नाम प्रेम उपजय तार राम एंड व्हाट ही टोल्ड बी टॉल मोर देन ट्री बी हम्बल मोर देन ए हम क्रॉस ब्लेड ऑफ क्रॉस गिव ऑनर टू ऑल अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर स्टेज and don't want any praise or this is the qualification and if it comes from the core of heart bottom of heart then name will give very soon krishna prema evam prasanna manaso bhavat bhakti yogata bhavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate all kinds of lust attachment worldly everything will go and he will be very happy. Jayatma samprasidhi. His soul will be always happy. Not covered with any sufferings or anything. And tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. And then by the mercy of mukta, liberated soul, भक्ति उत्तमा भक्ति मध्यमा भक्ति देन भगवत तत्व विज्ञान ही विल नो ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ तत्व विज्ञान जीव तत्व कृष्ण तत्व माया तत्व राधा तत्व प्रेम कृष्ण तत्व इवन प्रेम तत्व एवरीथिंग ही विल नो
रस तत्व
रस तत्व Vidya tattva, everything we know. Vidyate hridaya granthi. Chintyante sarva sansaya, chintyante chasya karmani drishta evatma nishva. And then he will take darshan of Krishna in his heart. And then what will become? As a result, vidyate hridaya granthi. All attachment from the world. And all kinds of doubt will go away. We have so many doubts. Our Guruji, whether knows or not, I think something bad, lust coming. But my Gurudev, perhaps not knowing. Should I tell him or not? Like this. Krishna is supreme, Lord or not, who can say? And if doubt comes, then you are tried from
samsayatma vinasati.
By transcendental bhakti, you will die. Shyante chasya karmani. All his creative karms will go away. Ato vai kavyo nityam bhakti paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvant atma prasidana. And that is why all the kavayo, nitya mukta, liberated soul, being very happy, they do prem bhakti, parma bhakti, vasudeva, krishna, bhagavati, kurvanta atma prasidana. This is only way to be happy. That he asks. Jayatma, so we should try to follow all these things. First we can begin how Narad achieved bhakti. I have told you there is not one Narad. He has a big history. He comes in Kalpa in different ways. And in his last birth, he took birth from any maid servant. How? Who will this be? Can you? Not Charitra? And Guru Tattva also in that.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on Narad Charitra, the history of Narada Muni in one as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam in this time. Narada had been committed offense in the previous life as a Gandharva to the Sankirtan party. So he took birth in the son of a maidservant, like didn't know his father was, so not a very high birth. But in that position...
What offense he had done? Where?
In the heavenly planets, he was Gandharva, and he was mocking the Sankirtan party. They were chanting, and he made some criticism. Was
before that?
Before that. Oh, I don't know before.
Oh. Shamrani?
I just know that he was singing materialistic songs of enjoyment.
What?
She said that he was singing materialistic songs,
yes.
Not doing kirtan.
But why?
He was attracted with apsaras in heaven.
You don't know. He is always liberated soul. Only for our teachings. He comes in this world by any trick that Brahma has
So, Gurudev asked about discuss Narada Charitra. Narada Rishi was son of Brahmaji. What kind of son? He came from his throat.
Brahma is liberated.
Narada Rishi is liberated.
He is more superior than of millions of Brahma. He is always the associates of Krishna. He is himself.
Narada Rishi has so many forms. Sometime in Dasaras, sometime Sakharas, sometime Madhuras. In Sakharas, he is Priyarama Sakha of Krishna, means Madhu Mangal. And in Rujjalilmani Grantha, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained and his commentary of Rujjalilmani. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami Pad has explained in Madhuras is Narodiya Gopi. He is doing austerity to get Gopi Bhav. So Narada is always liberated. But Brahmaji asked him to help him for creation. And Narada denied, no, I not came in this world to create, to help you in creation, in material creation.
Is this a cause or no? It is against our Vedic literature or not?
No.
Why no?
Because
we have all come to do bhajan, not for worldly thing. And Brahma was telling him that you should marry and make praja like me, and he refused.
When Narada refused, he told, I am your father, you are neglecting me, deny my order, okay, then you will be Gandharva planet. I told, okay, I agree. So you are in Gandharva planet, became Gandharva. Gandharva means we can sing very nice.
If a father is telling that you should not do bhajan, what should you do? Obey him or not?
And Gita,
be Prahlad.
Srimad Bhagavat told, Guru Nasasat Sajano Nasasat. What to say about father? If Guru also told, don't go to listen any higher Harikatha, then, oh Gurudev, bye bye forever, bye bye, goodbye. Not to even to what to say about father and mother and other relatives. Even for Gurudev also mentioned in scriptures. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he cut off relation with his father. Bharat Maharaj means younger brother of Lord Ramchandra, he cut off relation with his mother, who gave him birth. In Gopis, they gave up their connection with their husbands. And Vibhishanji, the younger brother of Ravan, he gave up any kind of relation with his king and elder brother Ravan.
Even Guru.
Vibhishanji. And Bali Maharaji, when Vamandev came to take some donation, Sutracharya told, oh, don't think he's only ordinary dwarf. He's Vishnu. Don't give any donation. Everything is for Vishnu. He's almighty, omnipotent, omniscient. If I give or not, if he wants, he can take, so he must give. But Sukracharya, if my disciple always will go away, then how I can manage my life? Disciple is my asset. So I have to keep him in my control. So he make any obstacle. Then Vamandev told, oh, please take vow, do achaman. When you are going to do achaman, then water is not coming out from the Ganga Sagar, means one type of lota. There is one small tube, the water will come out. He became a fly and covered the hole, the water should not come. Vamandev told, oh, maybe your servants are cleaning, not clean properly. Okay, bring one kusagras and clear the hole. As soon as he did, then blood came and Sukracharya ran away. Then he became blind in one eye. Why? If you give any obstacle, make any obstacle for Bhagavad Bhajan, then you have to be blind in this life or any other life. So you have to be very careful. Don't make any obstacle the service of Holy Guru Vaishnava. So Narada Rishi told, okay, he became Gandharva planet, became Gandharva, and associated with so many Gandharvis. So one day, Brahmaji want to make one very big sacrifice. He invited all, and invited Naradishi also, who became Gandharva, to sing there. So Naradishi came, not in form of Narad, in form of Gandharva, with so many Gandharvis. And they were singing, what? Not Vedic song, not from Samvedas. They are singing material song and doing even so many bad posture. Then Brahmaji became very angry. Oh, you are not listening to me? You have so many Muni Rishis has come here and you are making so many nonsense things? Okay, you have to go to material world and have to be some of a med servant.
Oh, thank you.
Now, so, okay, then he came down in this world to help us in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Continue.
So now Narada, he took birth as the son of a maid servant, a lowly birth. But one time during the Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season, when these sages who are traveling will sit down and stop and do bhajan very intensely for those 4 months, four saints came to his mother's house, cottage, and they took shelter there for those months of Chaturmasya. During that time, Narada, he was a very well-behaved boy. He didn't misbehave, he didn't speak nonsense, he was self-controlled, and he would serve those sages very nicely and very attentively. And he would hear their Harikatha, because during these 4 months, they would be constantly glorifying and chanting and remembering the glories of the Lord. So he heard so much purifying Harikatha. One time, as they were about to go, he asked them if he could honor the remnants of their prasadam. So because he had pleased them by his service and his humble and submissive and well-behaved attitude, they gave him that blessing. And when he tasted this maha prasadam of these Mahabhagavats, then immediately his heart became purified and cleansed, and he experienced the higher emotions of devotional service. He wanted to leave with these sages, but he still had his mother was there attached to him and depending on him. But they gave him blessing. Who were these sages? They were the four Kumaras, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanatan. And so he had association of Maha Uttama Bhagavats. And they gave him blessing. Very quickly after that time, he desired to go. He couldn't leave. Some snake came and bit his mother, and she passed away. So now the young lad was free, and he began to go and wander the earth, chanting and remembering and seeing all of the varieties of the creation and seeing how it is all Maya, the Lord's Maya. Finally, he found some beautiful place in the forest, and there he began to meditate. At the time, what was the blessing the four Kumaras gave him before they left? They gave him mantra. So this Diksha mantra, Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya,
they gave him, he chanted it very, very earnestly and sincerely. This Diksha, what is this Diksha? It is composed of two words, Dibya Gyanam Tato Dadyat. Something is given. And Samshayate Pap, something is taken away. So what is given is divine knowledge, Dibya Gyanam. This is defined by Srila Jiva Goswami as of two kinds of divine knowledge. The nature, the specific knowledge, Bhagavat Swarup Gyan, of the form of Godhead that you have a relationship with, that particular Ishtadev that you are related to. And the second type of Divya Gyanam that one receives at Diksha is
Bhagavat
Sambandha Vishesha Gyan. The specific, Vishesha means special, specific. Sambandha means a relationship. That specific and special knowledge, Gyan, that relates to your particular relationship with that form of the Godhead that you are related to. So this is what is meant by the Divhigyanam Tatodadya that is given at the time of Diksha. And Sakshayati Pap. There are so many types of Pap or sin. Kut, which is lying unmanifest at the time. Bij, seeds of sin. And then Prarabdha, the sin that we have incurred, the reactions of now in this body being one of them. And then Aparabdha, those sins which we have performed in the past, and now the reaction is just waiting to be experienced. At the time of Diksha, and this is the qualification of real guru, he can take all those kinds of sins away from your heart. And even, there's a mystery here, the divine nature of the name that mantra is giving you will also destroy even Prarabdha karma. How this will be understood in the higher stages of bhakti. So Narada received mantra from qualified gurus. He chanted, following all their instructions, very sincerely, free from attachment to anything in this world. But he had some small attachment. That was that he wanted to perform his bhajan in a very nice place. So he chose to go into the forest. It was very peaceful and calm and beautiful. And there, he, for a moment, he got darshan of his Ishtadev, chanting his mantra. But only for a moment. And it, when he lost the vision, the spurti, he felt like he'd lost the greatest thing. His trance broke. He was crying. How could he get this divine vision back? Why had it appeared and why had it gone? And then he heard a voice, a divine voice told him, that, O Narada, in this life, you will not see me again. But I have given you this divine vision just to increase your greed to attain me. So there's a very interesting point here about in Nam Tattva and Guru Tattva, that if even the those who chant Namabhas, Ashrada Namabhas, those who chant the holy name of the Lord, but without any faith, either by as a joke or in anger or to indicate something else, like in the case of Ajamil, if even they will achieve liberation and freedom from their sins, and at the same time, those who have prem will always see the Lord within their hearts and before them, then what is the position of those who have Shraddha and are chanting Namabhas? They don't have that complete revelation or divine vision of the Lord at all times, and yet they're certainly more fortunate and of a higher caliber than those who are just chanting out of accident or out of anger or making a joke. So what is that? So the acharyas have commented that those who chant the name Namabhas, but who have faith, in the higher stages of their bhakti, they will be given this spurti or divine vision of their Ishtadev, the Lord of their heart. So this is Narada received all these blessings from his guru, and I ask that Gurudev, you please give us all these blessings.
Thank you.
About Bhruva, and compare by this shloka Annabhilashita. What qualities and what some lacking was there in. Also, you can explain in what category Narad Bhakti was.
So Gurudev ordered me to, Srila Gurudev ordered me to tell something about the bhakti of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was, when he was a young boy, he wanted to sit on the lap of his father. And his stepmother said, he has no right to sit on the lap of his father, unless he's born from my womb. the two mothers didn't get along. So Dhruva Maharaj became very angry, and he wanted to attain something in sort of a mode of revenge. He wanted to attain a kingdom greater than that of his father and greater than that of his father's father, that is Lord Brahma. So he wanted to attain the Supreme Lord and get the benediction of this very great kingdom that he could be the Lord of. So he went to his mother, and his mother said that much more than the love of your own mother, the Supreme Lord loves you. First he went to his mother without the interest to go to the Lord. So she turned him towards the Lord and says his love is more than millions of mothers. So whatever you want, you should go and approach him. So with that desire to have a kingdom greater even than the kingdom of Lord Brahma, Dhruva set out to find God. So if somebody is sincerely seeking, then the Lord sends his representative to help him. So the Lord Bhagavan sent Sri Narada Muni to be his spiritual master. And at first Narada was encouraging him or discouraging him, told him to go back home. But Dhruva was so determined that Narada gave him that same mantra. And Dhruva began chanting that mantra. And he began performing austerities, such great austerities that at first he reduced his eating. Now he's a prince, never walking without shoes. But now he's living in the forest and reduced his eating the first month only to fruits and roots. Then in the next, only to, finally after 6 months, he kept reducing and reducing. After 6 months, he was only eating air. In other words, only taking a breath maybe once every 12 days. He became so powerful that the Lord manifested in his heart. And because the Lord is the most heavy, so Dhruva Maharaj also became heavy. And he became so heavy, he was doing austerities of standing only on one foot and only eating every 12 days one breath of air. So he became so heavy that his one foot pressed down the earth. And the fact that he wasn't breathing made the whole universe as though not breathing, and the whole universe began suffocating. Our Srila Prabhupada compared this to a person who's in an airplane. Ordinary John Doe is in an airplane, and this airplane is going 2,000 miles an hour. So this ordinary person being on that plane is also going 2,000 miles an hour. So because he was more ordinary, but because the Lord was sitting in his heart, who's the most heavy, so Dhruva Maharaj was able to become heavy. Although the completion of that analogy is that a person who has love of God who's sitting in his heart, he can purify the whole universe just by his presence in it, as with our Srila Gurudev or Srila Prabhupada and other pure devotees. So the demigods began to pray to the Lord that the whole universe now is suffering because of Dhruva's penances. Please give him your darshan. So the Lord appeared to Dhruva. He disappeared from his meditation and reappeared outside of him. And Dhruva Maharaj was able to see him. And all his senses were engaged in the Lord's service. He began drinking the Lord's form with his eyes. All of his senses began being engaged in the Lord's service, and he couldn't even speak. He was stuttering. He could not even ask his prayer. So the Lord touched him with his kansha, Lord Vishnu, and then Dhruva Maharaj, he knew Dhruva Maharaj's desire. So he told him that he would give him a kingdom that is not exactly Vaikuntha, but it's Rama Priya Vaikuntha. The Vaikuntha planet Is it Ramapriya Vaikuntha or next door, Dhruvaloka? Ramapriya Vaikuntha in this material world. He couldn't attain that Vaikuntha outside in Parivyoma, the transcendental realm, but there is a Vaikuntha region here. And he became the, he was able to reside there and become like a king there. Then, after ruling in this world, when that was complete, he went home and he became the king. His brother was killed and Dhruva Maharaj became the king. And while he was the king, he had lots of very, very good association. Sometimes Narada Muni came to see him. Sometimes other great sages came to see him. And gradually, he became free from his desire to rule. Then, when it was time for him to leave this world, to leave his body, the Lord was going to take him to Vaikuntha. But he started thinking of his mother. And so because he had some material attachment, he could not go to that Vaikuntha, but attain that Vaikuntha in this world. So Srila Gurudev asked us to relay what we hope we remember properly from having heard from Srila Gurudev. His bhakti, because it was motivated with a material desire, it did not fit into the category of uttama bhakti, as was described by Sripad Aranya Maharaj from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. One of the symptoms, the tatastha lakshana, or marginal symptom of bhakti, is anya vilasita sunyam, that in natural circumstances, his natural state of being, he will not have any desire other than the desire to please Krishna. But Dhruva Maharaj has a continual desire for a great kingdom, even greater than that of Brahma. So because he did not fall in the category of anya vilasita or anya vilas, therefore his plus also the swarup lakshana or intrinsic internal symptom of bhakti is that one is always engaged for the happiness, welfare, and benefit of Krishna with all of the endeavors of his body, mind, words, and transcendental sentiments. As Srila Gurudev explained yesterday, while Dhruva Maharaj was engaged in that austerity, he didn't have any transcendental sentiments. So also he didn't engage in senses for the satisfaction of the Lord. He wanted his own satisfaction, and for that he was worshipping. Therefore, his bhakti is not under the category of Shuddha bhakti or Uttama bhakti or pure bhakti. His bhakti is called sa-karma bhakti. That is, sa means with and karma. With kama desire, sorry. Sa-kama. Kama means he had personal desires. So therefore, his bhakti was not pure. Srila Gurudev also asked, what is the nature of the bhakti of Narada Muni? And as was mentioned,
to compare.
As was mentioned by Sripad Madhav Maharaj, Narada Muni has so many manifestations. His original form is Madhu Mangal, the very, very intimate Priya Naam Sakha of Sri Krishna. So in his original feature, he's Uttam 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 Mahabhagwat, more intimate with Krishna than even the topmost of the five categories of pure bhakti, that is Uddhav Maharaj. He's so much lakhs times more than Uddhav, who is a Prem Atur means one who's overwhelmed with love of Krishna and overwhelmed by the love of Krishna's greatest devotees, the gopis. But still, Narada, in his original feature as Madhu Mangal, is lakhs times greater than that even of Uddhav, what to speak of Dhruva Maharaj. Then in his, he has another form as mentioned by Sripad Madhav Maharaj as Naradi Gopi. Again, Uttam Mahabhagwat. In his form as Narada, he also gets to go to Goloka Vrindavan sometimes and assist in the pastimes of the Lord. He met Mother Yasoda, he met the gopis, he discusses sometimes with Radharani, and even in his other features, as a Ram Bhakta and as a Narayan Bhakta, still he's fully in the category of Anyavilasita Sunyam with no other desire than to please the Lord. And therefore there's no comparison between the two.
More? One?
Gopalakanatimanandasa Jnanandanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev wanted me to make a comparison between Dhruva Maharaj and the perfection that he attained by his performance of bhakti as discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam and Narad Rishi, but not as Naradi Gopi or any of these things. This Narad that we have been discussing today, this particular Narad, who appeared as the son of a maidservant and was initiated and took instructions from the four Kumars. We compare these two. First of all, this Narad, about whom we have been discussing today, he went into the forest and he began to remember the mantra given by his guru, and he began to meditate on the instructions. He meditated on the mantra according to the instructions of his guru. Therefore, by the influence of that mantra, he realized, what is this mantra? This mantra and Supreme Lord are the same. No difference at all. So he had darshan of Bhagavan, Sri Narayan, but only for a moment. Then, in the next moment, that momentary vision disappeared and he began to weep in separation. As Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Bhakti Samaraj explained, at that time, he heard a voice from the sky announce, in this life you will not see me again. I have appeared to you for a moment, just to increase your eagerness to attain me. Those whose hearts are not completely pure, they can hardly see me in this world. And then he ordered him to chant, go on doing bhakti and travel everywhere. So in that life, Narad did not see the Supreme Lord again. Now a question comes, why is it that he had the darshan of the Supreme Lord only for a moment and then lost it for the rest of his life? There is a reason. His heart was not completely pure. It did not come into the category of Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Kamad Vrinavritam. He was not free from all desire. He had a very small desire. I can say it was very small compared to the desires that I have. But from the point of view of pure bhakti, any small desire is a great obstacle. And what was that? Acharya explained, is called sattvik banavas. He had a desire. It was not an ignorant desire to take drugs and sleep. It was not a passionate desire to collect money or anything. But it was a desire in the mode of goodness, sattvic vasana. That is that he thought, it was very nice to do my bhajan, to practice my devotional service in a very sattvic surrounding, a sattvic environment, in a beautiful forest which is clean and fresh and pure and very peaceful, undisturbed by other people. So because of this sattvic desire, sattvic banabas, a desire to reside in a place in the mode of goodness, in the forest, this was an obstacle. And therefore, he had darshan of the Lord for a moment, and not again. But throughout his life, he felt separation, more and more separation from the Lord he had seen for a moment. And the fire of that separation burnt even the last final trace of material desire. And therefore, when he came to the very last moment of his life, just as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously, what happened? Prayujyamane mayitvam shuddham bhagavatim tanum arabdha karma nirvano nyapatat pancha bhautikaha. at once, at the same time. He gave up the body made of material elements and received Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum, a body, Tanu, which was suitable to be an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that Sachidananda Vigraha, that form which is composed of eternity, knowledge and bliss, he was completely liberated and free to wander anywhere within the material or within the spiritual world. He could wander up to Vaikuntha and around the spiritual world and back to this world. He was completely liberated. So, at first, Narada had a little desire, and by the heat of separation, it was completely burnt away, and he attained his purely spiritual body and became the great liberated Saint Narada. Now we compare this to Dhruva. When Dhruva had the darshan of the Lord within his heart, at that moment, he was very much struck with wonder. But his vision of the Lord in the heart also disappeared. And he felt that he'd lost something very valuable, the most valuable thing. When he opened his eyes, he saw that the Lord was standing before him, right in front of him. He wanted to pray, but he was a five-year-old boy, he had no how to pray. The Lord touched him with his conch shell. And by that touch, he bestowed upon him the adhikar to speak very wonderful prayers. At that time, he offered prayers to the Lord. And the Lord gave him a benediction that he would be the king of this world for 35,000 years. And he began to lament, what have I done, what have I done? At the time of my sadhana, at the time of my practices, I had a desire. And now I will have to receive the result of having that desire. I've made a big mistake. So he became the king of the world for 35,000 years. And 36,000 years. And gradually he became more and more purified. At the end of his life, what happened? He saw one aeroplane come down from with the associates of God, from Vaikuntha, and they came there, and when he saw them, he gave his pranam to them. He worshipped them. He did their parakrama. Not only them, but even the aeroplane that they came down in, because the Lord and his paraphernalia are equally worshipable. So he was about to get on the aeroplane, and he stopped. He said, oh, where's my mother? He felt some indebtedness to her because in the beginning she told him, oh, if you want a kingdom greater than your father and your grandfather.
Hari Gopi, again, Uttam 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 Mahabhagwat. In his form as Narada, he also gets to go to Goloka Vrindavan sometimes and assist in the pastimes of the Lord. He met Mother Yasoda, he met the gopis, he discusses sometimes with Radharani, and even in his other features, as a Ram Bhakta and as a Narayan Bhakta, still he's fully in the category of Anyavilasika Sunyam with no other desire than to please the Lord. And therefore there's no comparison between the two.
Or one?
Jnananda Salakara Chakshurungalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev wanted me to make a comparison between Dhruva Maharaj and the perfection that he attained by his performance of bhakti as discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam and Narad Rishi, but not as Narada Gopi or any of these things, this Narada that we have been discussing today, this particular Narada who appeared as the son of a maidservant and was initiated and took instructions from the four Kumars, we compare these two. First of all, this Narada about whom we have been discussing today, he went into the forest and he began to remember the mantra given by his guru. And he began to meditate on the instructions. He meditated on the mantra according to the instructions of his guru. Therefore, by the influence of that mantra, he realized, what is this mantra? This mantra and Supreme Lord are the same. No difference at all. So he had darshan of Bhagavan, Sri Narayan, but only for a moment. Then, in the next moment, that momentary vision disappeared and he began to weep in separation. As Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Bhakti Samaraj explained, at that time he heard a voice from the sky announce, "In this life you will not see me again. I have appeared to you for a moment, just to increase your eagerness to attain me. Those whose hearts are not completely pure, they can hardly see me in this world." And then he ordered him to chant, go on doing bhakti and travel everywhere. So in that life, Narad did not see the Supreme Lord again. Now a question comes, why is it that he had the darshan of the Supreme Lord only for a moment and then lost it for the rest of his life? There is a reason. His heart was not completely pure. It did not come into the category of anya bilashita shunyam gyana kamadrina vritam. He was not free from all desire. He had a very small desire. I can say it was very small compared to the desires that I have. But from the point of view of pure bhakti, any small desire is a great obstacle. And what was that? Acharya explained, it's called sattvik banavas. He had a desire. It was not an ignorant desire to take drugs and sleep. It was not a passionate desire to collect money or anything. But it was a desire in the mode of goodness. Sattvik vasana. That is that he thought, it is very nice to do my bhajan, to practice my devotional service in a very sattvic surrounding, a sattvic environment, in a beautiful forest which is clean and fresh and pure and very peaceful, undisturbed by other people. So because of this sattvic desire, sattvic banavas, a desire to reside in a place in the mode of goodness, in the forest, this was an obstacle. And therefore, he had darshan of the Lord for a moment, and not again. But throughout his life, he felt separation, more and more separation from the Lord he had seen for a moment. And the fire of that separation burnt even the last final trace of material desire. And therefore, when he came to the very last moment of his life, just as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously, what happened? Prayujyamane maitam shuddham bhagavatim tanum arabdha karma nirvano nyapata pancha bhautikaha. At once, at the same time, he gave up the body made of material elements and received shuddham bhagavatim tanum, a body, tanu, which was suitable to be an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that Sachidananda Vigraha, that form which is composed of eternity, knowledge and bliss, he was completely liberated and free to wander anywhere within the material or within the spiritual world. He could wander up to Vaikuntha and around the spiritual world and back to this world. He was completely liberated. So, at first, Narad had a little desire, and by the heat of separation, it was completely burnt away, and he attained his purely spiritual body and became the great liberated saint Narad. Now we compare this to Dhruva. When Dhruva had the darshan of the Lord within his heart, at that moment, he was very much struck with wonder. But his vision of the Lord in the heart also disappeared. And he felt that he'd lost something very valuable, the most valuable thing. When he opened his eyes, he saw that the Lord was standing before him, right in front of him. He wanted to pray, but he was a five-year-old boy, he had no how to pray. The Lord touched him with his conch shell. And by that touch, he bestowed upon him the adhikar to speak very wonderful prayers. At that time, he offered prayers to the Lord. And the Lord gave him a benediction that he would be the king of this world for 35,000 years. And he began to lament, "What have I done? What have I done? At the time of my sadhan, at the time of my practices, I had a desire. And now I will have to receive the result of having that desire. I've made a big mistake." So he became the king of the world for 35,000 years. And 36,000 years. And gradually, he became more and more purified. At the end of his life, what happened? He saw one aeroplane come down from with the associates of God, from Vaikuntha, and they came there, and when he saw them, he gave his pranam to them. He worshipped them. He did their parikrama. Not only them, but even the aeroplane that they came down in, because the Lord and his paraphernalia are equally worshipable. So he was about to get on the aeroplane, and he stopped. He said, "Oh, where's my mother?" He felt some indebtedness to her because in the beginning she told him, oh, if you want a kingdom greater than your father and your grandfather,